This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'll tell you what I pray about. Lord, I'm coming against the spirits that are at work in the lives of these people. The spirit of this world, the ruler of the air, the spirit of greed, a spirit of hatred, a spirit of lust, all those things are at work in your life. And you say, how do you know that? Turn on your TV. Read the literature you read in, that you have in your own house. Listen to the music. Listen to what's going on around you. And we are bombarded by the spirits of the ruler of this world, Satan. I really believe that with all my heart. And so when I get up for 20, 25 minutes on Sunday morning, I've got 20 or 25 minutes to come against what's been coming into your life and my life all week. I got 20, 25 minutes to come against those spirits that are at work, because Paul said this, the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Now jump to verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. One of the most important statements in all of the Bible, that you and I are saved by grace. What does that mean? It's undeserved. It's unmerited. We don't work for it. God doesn't look at your life for 20 years and say, well, you finally came through. You finally did the right thing. You finally gave enough money. You prayed enough. You went to church enough Sundays. I'm going to give you salvation. That's not how it works. It's all by the grace of God. Nobody stands before the Lord and says, I'm so spiritual. I'm so religious. I'm so godly. Lord, you're lucky to have me. We all come by the grace of God or not at all. It's all about his grace and his mercy. You are saved by grace through faith, not of yourselves. What did Paul say? So you won't boast about it. You won't be bragging about it, because you would, and so would I. Now I want to tell you a very serious story about grace. Annie and I have a friend at the church in Columbus, Ohio, by the name of Ed. That's all I'm going to say about him. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time in what turned out to be a nationally covered event. He became a hostage, where somebody in Columbus, Ohio, took over part of the Bureau of Labor, State Bureau of Labor Department. I'm probably saying it wrong, but something to do with labor in the state. And he happened to be in that office when somebody came in with a gun and took over the place, and he was one of the hostages. During the course of the ordeal, when the police negotiating team and the FBI were negotiating with the guy over the phone what he wanted, what his demands were, he said, I want a pack of cigarettes. And the police, doing what they did, said, okay, we'll give you cigarettes, but we want a hostage. And Eddie said, he pointed to him, the guy with the gun, and said, you're going out for my cigarettes. You're my ticket. And Ed said, you don't know what it felt like to be traded. That's what you're worth, a pack of cigarettes. But he was released. Now, if you were to talk to Ed today, do you think Ed would be bragging about what a great hostage he was and how he was able to earn his freedom and what he did? No. He would say it's by the grace of God and the grace of other people, namely the police negotiating team, that he got out with his life. That's what he would tell you. I think you know where I'm going with that story as well. We don't brag about anything. We throw ourselves at the mercy of Christ. We throw ourselves at the foot of the cross, realizing, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, so that no one can boast.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.